This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Change Your Mindset. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. One of the best gifts you can teach somebody or teach yourself is financial education. How money works. Because unfortunately, schools do not teach you how money works. So either you learn from somebody who is successful with money, or you teach yourself. Usually young people think they know it all, when you don't. I was once there, I thought I knew it all. Clearly I do not. It is always best to learn from people that are much older than you and that are wiser. People that have done it, people that made mistakes, people that learned from those mistakes, and who were successful. You can save so much time by learning from these people. You save so many years instead of doing it on your own, thinking you know it all. Learn from people that have done it already. You save yourself so much time, and you have a head start compared to everybody else. The way people use money is up to them. How successful rich people use money, they understand that money is a tool. Money is used to make you more money. To the average person, to the average worker, to the average employee, money is to buy them things, to buy liabilities, to pay bills. To the average person, that's how money is used. Apparently nowadays, Gen Z is rejecting financial guru Dave Ramsey's advice to live debt-free. And they think self-care is more important. There are two types of debt. There is good debt and there is bad debt. One debt, which is good, and most people probably should be using, is using debt and leveraging it. So when you go in debt, that debt is going to make you more money in the long term. But what Dave Ramsey preaches for the average person that works, that's an employee, that's going to have a job for the rest of their life, he advises people to live debt-free. Usually debt-free is mean not having any bad debt. Bad debt such as buying unnecessary expenses, such as clothes, shoes, jewelry, things you don't really need that you put on your credit card and end up being in debt for. So the advice Dave Ramsey gives is great for the average person. But unfortunately, Gen Z thinks taking care of themselves is more important than being debt-free. And before I get into the article, they talk about coffee. Dave Ramsey says, don't buy coffee because it adds up if you go buy it every single day. It's an expense you don't need. The easiest way I can put it is, when you're buying something, is it going to make you money? If it's going to make you money, buy it. If it's not going to make you money, don't buy it. That's how successful people think. That's what separates them from the average person. Because the average person buys things that do not make them any money. And apparently self-care is not making you any money. So I'm going to read the article. The article was published by Business Insider. It was written by Lakshmi Varanasi, published February 17th, 2024. The title is Gen Z Rejects Financial Guru Dave Ramsey's Advice to Live Debt-Free. Self-care is extremely important. Dave Ramsey lacks clout with Gen Z. The 63-year-old host of the financial talk show, The Dave Ramsey Show, has attracted scores of followers over the years with a simple mantra, live debt-free. But amid rising cost of living, skyrocketing home prices, and mounting student debt, young workers are bucking the advice of America's favorite financial guru. They're calling his tips outdated and even a little depressing in videos on TikTok. The trend, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, has racked up millions of views on TikTok under the hashtag Dave Ramsey wouldn't approve. one of Ramsey's maxims is to stop your, quote, coffee habit, end quote. He says that if you want to live debt-free, stop spending $4 on a latte every morning. Quote, you'll spend $63 in a month. You'll spend $766.50 in a year. You'll spend $22,995 over the course of 30 years. End quote. Ramsey's financial advice company, Ramsey Solutions, writes in a post on its website. But younger generations say that lattes, which average about $6 these days, are key to their mental and physical well-being. Quote, self-care is extremely important, and if that means buying a $6 coffee every day, do it. End quote. Jared Benson, a 32-year-old comedian from Orlando, told Business Insider over TikTok, quote, I'd rather be caffeinated than depressed with $6, end quote. Benson's comments come as many young workers grow disillusioned with corporate America and adopt an attitude of working to live. Quote, this is particularly true in the West. They have seen the legacy of all these broken promises. In the old days, and in many parts of the West, they would promise you if you worked for 30 years, you'd have this defined benefit pension, you have retired medical care, etc. None of that exists today, end quote. Raven Chuthesan, a future of work expert and global leader at consulting firm Mercer, previously told Business Insider. Gen Z workers say Ramsey's advice also doesn't cut it when making long-term investments, like buying a house. One of Ramsey's top tips for buying a house is to pay up front in cash and avoid taking out a mortgage. While Ramsey has acknowledged this is a daunting task, he outlines a game plan for how someone might save up to $100,000 in cash to buy a home on the Ramsey Solutions website. Quote, divide $100,000 by the amount you can save each month to determine how long it would take you to get there. End quote. He writes, alongside a list of equations to help people figure out how they might get there between 2 to 8 years. But younger workers say buying a home in cash isn't feasible when home prices are skyrocketing nationwide. The median home price in the United States is about $363,000, now in upwards of $1 million in some of the country's priciest cities. Quote, it's mind-boggling that the older generation that buy four-bedroom homes for $50 and a pack of strawberries continues to lecture younger people on money management. End quote. Josh Benson, a 28-year-old from Dallas working in the financial industry, told Business Insider over TikTok. Younger generations began questioning Ramsey's advice on home buying even before the anti-Ramsey rhetoric began trending on TikTok. Sarah Martinez-Saw, who grew up on Ramsey's advice, told Business Insider his tips left her in a tough spot. On the one hand, buying a house in cash only seemed feasible for the wealthy, she said. At the same time, by taking a hard line against credit card debt, she said Ramsey, quote, stigmatizes legitimate paths forward, end quote. She realized that a strong credit score from years of responsible credit use was one of the best ways to secure a mortgage loan. And that was the end of the article. It's very interesting nowadays, younger generations do not care about finances. Finances is what sets you free. We live in a world where it's all about money. That's the unfortunate truth. Whether you like it or not, that's how the world works, with money. If you are not financially educated, you will make a lot of mistakes, and you will work until you die. Look at it nowadays. Older generations, senior citizens, are going back to work. You see them in retail stores, you see them everywhere, because they were not financially educated with their money. And they relied on the government for financial aid once they retired, such as Social Security, which is not enough nowadays with today's cost. And I always say, never rely on the government. You need to rely on yourself. You need to rely on your own finances and not rely on the government. Because years from now, who knows if Social Security will even be around? Who knows if pensions will still be around? And if that's the case, if those are gone, then what happens to you? You're stuck working over and over because you decided not to be financially educated. Because you decided to blow money on things you do not need. And that's an unfortunate truth. The advice Dave Ramsey gives is great for the average person, like I said. Live debt-free, which is living debt-free with bad debt. For the average person that actually knows about money, how to leverage debt, they don't agree with Dave Ramsey. Because a lot of people that are really successful and filthy rich, they are in debt for the whole life. Such as Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, they are drowned in debt. Reason why? They don't have to pay taxes in debt. You cannot tax debt because you're not making a profit. So they keep going in debt over and over, and they know how to leverage good debt. But the average person does not know how to do that. Nor do I recommend that for the average person because it's very risky if you do not know what you are doing. And this is not financial advice. This is just financial education. The way that Gen Z is thinking right now is terrible. Because you're going to think like this now, but 30, 50 years from now, you're going to regret not investing, not saving money, and not being financially educated, and not making financial smart decisions on what you buy. Because the best time to invest long-term is when you start young. And I've talked about this before. Compound interest works best when you start young. And eventually, in the long term, you will build a large amount of wealth. And if you wanted me to go thoroughly into it, you can listen to the podcast, The Eighth Wonder of the World, Compound Interest. Do this to build wealth, if you want to go thoroughly into that. But the point is, people need to be financially educated. And these Gen Zs, unfortunately, living in the moment. We all know when you're young, you live in the moment, you don't think about the future. But nowadays, everything is going up. Times are getting financially more difficult. Everything's getting more expensive. And I guarantee it will keep getting more expensive. So people need to financially educate themselves now, or they will suffer in the future because people are already suffering. And I've talked about this before as well. 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That should tell you something. People need to understand that when you are young, you can move, you can work, you'll be fine. But you're going to get to an age when you're old, when you retire, you cannot do certain things anymore. Your body is going to hurt. You're physically not going to be able to move certain ways anymore. You're going to struggle financially. You can't be going back to work because your body won't let you. It's totally different from when you're younger. So when people hit that age, there's no returning back to work. And then what? You're going to rely on your family to take care of you? What if you don't have family? What if your family is already financially in trouble? Or are you going to be a financial burden to them because you decided not to be financially educated and you'd rather have that coffee every single day? That's your choice. We're already seeing parents and elderly moving back in with their kids as well because everything is getting expensive. Rent is expensive. Food is expensive. Bills are expensive. Everything is expensive. That's the unfortunate truth. In previous podcasts, I talked about how kids are going moving back with their parents or they're staying longer with their parents because they can't survive. They can't figure a way out to make it work because they're not financially educated. They don't know how money works. Money is a tool. At the end of the day, money is paper with faces on them. How you use it is up to you. Are you going to use that money to make you more money? Or are you going to use that money to buy useless junk you don't even need? That's up to you. Unfortunately, America is a consumer society. People just want to buy, and consume. Because as you look around, everywhere you go, people are trying to sell you things, whether it's on TV, whether it's on social media, whether it's in the real world driving around. Everywhere you go, people are trying to take your money. The goal is to not let them, to keep your own money, to either save it or invest it, and not give your money away to other people. My dad told me before, life's like a game. Your job is to keep your money and not give it away. That's basically it. But according to Gen Z, as the article states, they don't want to take Dave Ramsey's advice, which is great for the average person. They rather give their money away instead of keeping it. That's the society we live in nowadays. These are the generations of kids we are raising. These are the generations that are relying on the government more and more. And these are the generations that are going to eventually have a universal basic income. And this is generations that are going to be pushing towards socialism and communism without them even knowing it, which is beyond scary. At the end of the day, it's your money, your finances, how you decide to use it is going to determine your life. We all have this opportunity to use money the right way, to make us more money. But it's up to people to do it or not. The average person is going to keep spending money, no matter what, even if they don't even have money. That's why they go into debt. Some people just spend money because they're bored. They have nothing else to do. Some people go into debt is because they can't afford to live anymore. They can't afford basic essentials. People need to either figure out their finances, what they're spending, or you just gotta figure a way out to make more money, whether it's getting a job, switch to a better job, get a side hustle, whatever it is. People need to figure it out before it's too late. Because times are not going to get easier. I can guarantee that. Times are going to get more difficult. It's the truth. I'm not going to lie to you and say everything's going to be okay. The world's going to be all sunshine and rainbows. It's not. The world's tough. Life is tough. It's either you toughen up or you just give up. The choice is yours. How you use your money is your choice. Your choice alone. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. As always, I appreciate your time for listening. If you have questions, comments, or a topic you want me to talk about, or you want me to be your accountability coach, you can do that by being a Patreon member. The link will always be in the description below. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for being a Patreon member. As always, please like, share, subscribe to the podcast. It truly does help the podcast grow and truly does help get the message out more than I can by myself. So thank you as always. I wish you guys the best. And please keep yourself financially educated. Make the right decisions with your money because times aren't getting any easier. The way you use your money is very crucial now more than ever. Thank you guys again. I wish you the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.